Amen. With us, my great friends who have come to be with us. They're all the way from Allen, Texas. Allen, Texas seems like all the way. And I was introduced to Bobby, my friend, and Nancy, his wife, by Bishop Ronji. Most of you can remember Bishop Ronji. He came and ministered to us in a very, very special way. And we hooked up, and we've been talking, and I just love the presence of God in this man and his wife. I visited their home. We've had some time of fellowship, and what a great honor it is for us to have them even in our midst. And so, without further ado, I'm going to welcome Bobby to come and take over the microphone, and I know he's going to introduce to us his beautiful bride, and we're going to be blessed into the presence of the Lord. Do you want to welcome them? Amen. Welcome them with a hand, please. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You can have that. Good morning, everyone. So good to be here. I have to just say that I just love the worship this morning. Oh, yeah, so powerful. And all I could think of was the presence of God just feels so thick in here. Amen. That's what I'm thinking. You know, it's so awesome that when we go through the week, we get real busy, and sometimes we have a lot of stresses, discouragement, maybe disappointments, but we can come together like this on Sunday and just lift our hands and let everything go. And I just thank God for that, that we can just worship Him like that, because we know the truth. Yes. And the truth is that God will never leave us. Amen. Oh, that's a great thing to hang on to. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Another thing I love, another truth I love, is that He knows everything about each one of us. He even knows the number of hairs on our head. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
And then the greatest of all, Amen, is that He wants the very best for us, His, yes, kids. I mean, He wants nothing more than the very best for us, and for us to remember that. So I just thank God for Bobby and I are so excited to be here and to meet you all. Yes. It was like about several weeks ago that we met Pastor Tony and his wife and family, and we think that if you guys are half as cool as they are, we're going to really like you. Yeah, so anyways, the last thing I have to say is, you know, because we are His children, God gives us the very little desires of our heart. And 20 years ago, I told God that I wanted a husband that loved God with all his heart. I wanted a man of God and one that would pray with me and that just loved God so much. And He gave me Bobby Garcia. Amen. So I think you're going to really like him, because I do.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. It's an honor. It's an honor to speak before you. And to me, I feel very honored. You all have a gift from God here in your Pastor Tony. This is the pastor that's going to feed you for the season in your life. And I am just so blessed to meet Pastor Tony. He's an encouragement. He's full of life. He's full of joy. And I can see that He's imparting that in your lives. And God has placed a word for me in my heart for y'all. And I'm going to share how I got to this point, the journey that it took in my life to get here. It started almost 3 years ago. We have an apostle from Zambia, Africa. He stays at our house every year that he comes. He calls this his home. So he stays with us. And this time he told me, now it's your turn for me to go to Africa. So I went to Africa, and I was there over right about a month, and the Lord just changed my whole world. He told me, Bobby, I am going to show you a purity of my glory, my love that I have for you. And that I was a little bit distressed in that time, because I go, Lord, why don't you just show me here in the United States? Why do I have to go to Africa? And His words to me was, you're too busy. You're too busy. And here in America, we could get real busy. we could get real busy and we forget. We forget the simplicity and the purity of what brought us to this point in our lives. So God took me and broke everything that man has taught me. He removed that completely from me and just showed me His purity. He introduced me to a world that I had no idea that was out there. They love the Lord so much. And now, through Him, I met Bishop Runji. And then He took me across the world to meet Bishop Runji, to come back to Allen, Texas, and meet Pastor Tony. But he had to do this in order for me to learn and to see the purity that God has for each and every one of us. Our God's a big God, a universal God. And there's nothing impossible for Him. All things are possible through Him alone. And I'm going to open up in prayer here in just a little bit. But I would like for you to make the same commitment or join me in the commitment that I made. And God showed me two verses. And that's in Matthew. The two greatest verses, the two commands. He commands us to do it. But I surrendered and I've made it a lifetime commitment now. And those two verses, we're going to open up in prayer with that. And then we're just going to go and let the Lord just have His way with us today. We're going to see and hear not just the natural, but the supernatural. We're going to see the kingdom of God reign on you here today. If there's any sickness, any infirmities, any strongholds, any prayers that God hasn't answered, today is your day. Amen. Today is your day to walk in freedom, to walk in victory, and to receive what you've been looking for. But we'll come together united in love, and we're just gonna honor the mighty God, Jesus, today. So I'm gonna read a couple of scriptures and I'm gonna pray for everybody here. The two greatest commandments are in Matthew 22:37 through 40. Matthew 37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second one is just like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And on these two commandments depends the whole law and the prophets. These are the two that changed my world. We have a lot of material things here in the United States. But the greatest thing is love. The love that Jesus has for us. And if we could just open our hearts to that, those two commandments. Love your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. Your life will be changed forever. And love yourself. Love yourself, because when God made you, you look at yourself in the mirror. When God made you, He said, this is good. When he saw you for the first, He said, this is good. So you love yourself, and you love your neighbors. And that's why you guys are gathered here today. Father God, Lord, today we just unite here, Father God, and we just thank you for your presence. We thank you for your worship. We thank you for the pastor, and we thank you for all the families representing you here today, Father God. Lord, I pray that your hand just, your hand and your presence just touches them, Father God. And just gives them a special anointing, Father God. And just gives them peace, Lord, that you just take all the worries, all the cares of the world, and just remove them in this time, Father God, the time that you have for them here today. Lord, we just honor you with all that we are, our heart, our mind, and our soul, Father God. It's all about you, Leah. It's all about you, Jesus. Lord, just have your way with us today, Father God. Lord, give us an ear to hear, Father God. And let us be doers of your word here today, Jesus. And we just love you, we exalt you, and we dedicate the whole day to you, Jesus. In your mighty name we pray, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, I have a lot of notes that has prepared me for today. But the worship just threw me off. It threw me off because that's the way God is. Once he touches you in a certain way, he changes things. But we're gonna go ahead and stay on what he's given me for you. And most of you all have read it. And if you haven't, it's about Elijah. When he prays, you know, Elijah was a powerful man of God. And why did Elijah pray that it wouldn't rain for 3 years? It's because the Israelites were worshiping another god, and that was Baal. He was the god of agriculture, and through agriculture they put him above the god that we have, our Lord. So they were sacrificing babies. They were sacrificing babies in that time. So this was not good in God's sight. God was really, really irate with them. So he sent Elijah. He sent Elijah to stop rain. So the land did not receive rain for 3 years. For 3 years. And as he prayed, and he did this in this situation, so he could show them who the God of the world, of the Israelites, really is. So as a drought came in, he went to Ahab, and Ahab did not believe him. So within the third year of drought, and the reason I'm speaking this, because you guys have come to this country, and there might be a drought in your life. There might be something that has taken over. But there's hope. There's hope, and there's strength in prayer. There's power in prayer. So Elijah comes to Ahab, and he tells him to gather all his false prophets. Gather all your false prophets. 450 of them, if that's what the word says, that there's 450. So they all come together. And Elijah knows his God. Elijah knows the God. And we need to get to know that God that Elijah knows. The way that the God that I know, my God is so big. There's nothing impossible for him. There's nothing impossible for him. We're going to see as these prophets, these false prophets, and I call these false prophets material things. They're material things that come into our normal day lives. We start believing in stuff. We could believe in money, could become our false prophet, our houses, our cars, our attire. Those could be our false prophets. But God is calling us back. He's calling us back. What brought you here? What brought you here to the United States? What miracle did he perform to get you here? And what has he asked of you that we're not doing anymore? See, so God's going to work in our hearts, and he's going to that dream, that vision, it's going to be resurrected. It's going to be resurrected. So the dryness, the famine is going away as we see the Word of God. And 1 Kings 17:1 tells us, in the land, the king named Ahab did many things that the Lord said were wrong. He did more evil than any kings before him. Elijah told the king that no rain or dew would fall on the ground until God commanded it. Sure enough, the land began to dry up and turn brown because no water fell on the earth. But that was a prerequisite to the next chapter that shows why you should pray to God Almighty and not to false gods like Baal. During the third year, the Lord spoke his word to Elijah. The Lord said, "Go and meet King Ahab. I will send rain." So Elijah went to meet Ahab. Along the way, he met a friend named Obadiah. He went and told the king where Elijah was. So the king quickly came to meet Elijah. He frowned, "Elijah, you are the biggest troublemaker in the land." Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that in this world, God brings us a pastor, brings us deacons, brings us men of God, brings us women of God, and then you start going against the enemy and his camp? He's going to call you a troublemaker. He's going to call you a troublemaker because he doesn't want you stirring up. He doesn't want you focusing on God. He doesn't want you to be happy. He doesn't want you to be full of life. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy everything you have. He wants to end it. He wants to end it. He can't get the salvation that you have. You have something that the enemy can't get, and that's salvation. He'll never be able to get that, and that's why he's out to destroy you. So God's going to show us how he's going to make it rain in our lives, get us stronger and closer. So he called Elijah a troublemaker. Elijah responded, "I have not caused any trouble. You and your family have because you have not obeyed God. You have worshipped status called, a king called Baal, instead of worshiping our true God." Then Elijah told the king, "Let everyone meet on Mount Carmel. Bring 450 Baal prophets of your prophets. Everyone came to the mountain, and Elijah to the group. He said, "How long would you try to serve both Baal and the Lord? If it is true, if the Lord is the true God, follow him. But if Baal is a true God, follow him." The people did not stand up for God. Then Elijah challenged the people, "Let's see who the true God is. Let's have a contest." He arranged wood for them and for himself. And then he told them to kill and cut up a bull and put it upon the wood. Then he told the people, "You people who love Baal, pray to him, and I'll pray to the Lord. The God who answers the prayer will set fire to the wood and the bull. We will see who is really God." The people liked this contest. Can you imagine that? They liked this contest. They thought some of them really thought Baal was going to win, and that wasn't going to happen. Okay, and then so Elijah began to make fun of them. He said, "Pray louder. Maybe Baal is traveling or sleeping and taking care of some other business. You know, nothing ever happened because Baal is just a statue. He's a false prophet. He's a fake god." Elijah gathered 12 stones and built an altar for the Lord. Next, he dug a ditch around the altar. After this, he cut up a bull. Then Elijah asked for the most precious thing that they didn't have in 3 years, and that was water. So remember, it hadn't rained in 3 years. He poured 4 jars of water on top of the altar, and he did this 3 times. He bowed down and began to pray. He asked God to show the people he was God. Instantly, fire came down from heaven and burned the bowl and the wood, and even dried up the water in the ditch. Wow. When the people saw this, they fell down and cried, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God." Elijah told the king to go eat because heavy rain was coming. Then Elijah prayed 7 times. Soon a dark cloud in the sky, it started to rain. God answered Elijah's prayers. The people saw that God was real. This story, I put these notes together, but it's all in the Bible. It's all in the Bible. There's circumstances that we've been through. Our prayers seem to have no answer. We go through seasons that we pray, nothing happens. We stop. But here, the Lord is showing us that a man of God continued to pray. No matter, he couldn't see coming. So Elijah prayed. Thank goodness for a man of God. Thank goodness for the man of God that will go before the Lord in his quiet time and hear him and do and be obedient. Elijah's just a man. He's a man like you and me and women. You know, God uses you in a powerful way. He uses you in a powerful way. So let's get... The Lord has impressed in me that this dry season is over for each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. We're gonna worship a little bit more, and then we're gonna open the altar for prayer as well. I wanna just do something. It might seem childish, but the Lord tells us we must be like a child to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we're going to do something together. We're going to close our eyes, and we're going to open our hearts, and we're going to just let God have his way with us, have his way in this place, and we're going to ask God's kingdom to reign. In the physical and the supernatural. So if you guys are ready, I would love to get started on this. You know, Pastor Tony, this message is totally different. But this is what God has showed me. And he had prepared me for this. And we have to come together as one in order for his word to be accomplished here today. And it's going to change you. It's going to change you. It's going to open your eyes in the natural and in the spiritual. It did mine. And I pray that the love of Jesus just flows through you, that the life of Jesus just flows through you in all that you do, that you become the most successful families in America, here in Farmers Branch, Dallas, or wherever you're living. That you become the light to this dark world. We're supposed to be in a promised land. But the promised land is heaven. But we could experience heaven on earth. So if we come together today, we could have that time. We could have that moment. And we'll see the same God that Elijah saw and how powerful he is. Okay? We probably won't experience what he experienced, but we'll see the promises that the Lord has given us in our Bible. His word is true. His word is true. So, can Israel, and there's a song that I would like you to sing as we enter into enter into His presence. And I'm telling you, you know, church is fun. Church is exciting. You know, we come in and serve the Most High God, and there's no restrictions on serving God right now. But there might be a time where we won't be able to gather like this. But now that you're here, let's experience the full power of God. Let Him do what He has to do in your life. Whatever need you have, whatever infirmity, whatever you're going through, relationships, I don't know. But let's just God do what He has to do. But together, let's let the presence of God come in. Let's receive Him. Let's receive Him with all that's within you. I ask for that time from you all. And I promise the God that I serve will deliver. Just the way He delivered the rain when it was needed. And the timing is now. The timing is now. And, you know, whether we finish early today or we stay a little bit longer, but let God do what He... Let's not be in a hurry for anything. Let's just let God heal those wounds, you know? The deep wounds that are the scars. Let Him just finish healing all those scars. The brokenness. Let Him mend it all completely. Let Him give you a new heart, a new mind, a new soul, a new beginning. But let the love of God just pour upon you. It's been a dry season for many of us. But you know what? The rain's coming. It's going to rain. God's kingdom is going to rain. He's going to rain. His kingdom is going to fall here today. Oh my word, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Father God, Lord, we just love You so much. We just adore You, God. We adore You, Father God. Prepare our hearts, Father God. Prepare our minds, God. Lord, we just close up every thought from outside, Father God. And we give You our time now. Our time is for You. It's about You. It's all about You, Jesus. Lord, we just surrender. We just surrender, Father God, this dryness. Oh, Father God, all that's happened in our lives, Father God. You brought us here, Father God, to America. You brought us here to this church, Father God, to hear Your word, to hear and feel Your presence, Father God. You will never leave us or forsake us. You're with us everywhere we go, everything we do, Father God. Lord, we need You, Father God. We need You. We cannot do anything without You, Lord. We cannot do anything without You. But Lord, as we set our hearts, and we set our minds on You, prepare us, Father God. Prepare us for what You have for us here today. I want to ask something from You today. Okay? We're just gonna do something real simple. Honey, can you hold this while I illustrate? We're gonna close our eyes, but we're gonna stand all at the same time. And then we're gonna get one finger. I'm gonna give you instructions. I'm gonna say one finger, and then we're just gonna tap it on our hands. We're gonna tap it just like as hard as you can, that one finger. And then you're going to get the second finger and you're going to do the same, but I'm going to count them out. Okay? And as we're counting out, we're breaking strongholds and we're asking God to do healings and bring the rain, His kingdom, and in the natural and the supernatural. Then we're going to go to three, and then we're going to go to four. And then I just want you all to just interact with the Lord, because His presence is going to be overwhelming strong in this place. It's just going to have His way here with us. He's just going to come, and He's just going to fill this place. His presence is just going to be so strong. But it's for you. It's for you. This is your time. This is your time. This is your time. Do not hold back. Do not hold back. So, Can you guys sing that song, Let It Rain? And then in the time that I'm counting, you know, you can go ahead and continue, because God's going to just rain on you too. He's just going to fill you with so much. Young man, God is just going to use you in a powerful way. My word, you are just all heart. But God's going to just pour his blessings upon you. Israel, right? Yeah. You have a heart of worship. You remind me of King David. It's a heart of worship. It's not done with you. He's going to use you. And then the way you sing to him, my word, just continue that. So we're gonna start with this Let It Rain. We're going to just get our hearts and our minds and our thoughts ready for this. So if you could just start off. And Father God, just have your way here, Father. Lord, we just surrender, God. We just surrender, Jesus. Yes, Lord, let it rain, Father God. Feel my brothers, Father God. Feel my sisters, Lord. Feel them, Jesus. Feel them, Father. Start hitting the one finger on your hand with your eyes closed, and just your petitions, give them out to God. Let your rain, God. Let your rain come, Father. Let your rain come, Father God. Lord, we just put every petition at the foot of the cross, Lord. At the foot of the cross,
We leave it here, Father God. Lord, just come, Father God. Come, Father God. Number two, let's get our second finger. Get your second finger. Now start hitting as hard as you can. Clap it on your feet. Clap it. Come on. Come on. Lord, let your reign come, Father God. Let your kingdom reign here today, Father God. Every petition, Father God. Everything, Father God, that we have in our... Just wipe it clean, Father God. Wipe it clean. Let's go to number three. Let's go to number three. Start clapping. Start putting that hand, your hands together, your fingers. Let it rain, Father God. Lord, let us see your reign here today, Father God. Let's go number four. Father God, let it rain. Let it rain in this place, Lord. Let your kingdom reign, Father God, here today, Father God. Let your miracles, let it come, Father God. Lord, everything that we have, Father God, let it just rain. Let it rain, Father God. Lord, touch them, Father God. Let them feel you, Father God. Let them feel you, Father God. Yes, Jesus, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, Father God, on this dry land, Father God. Lord, get it. Let us just rise up, Father God. Let us rise up in you, Jesus. Gloria, Sidia, Ida, Mara, Sidia.
Let it rain.
Yes, Jesus.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, we just invite you here today, Father God. Lord, just make us, Father God. Make us into a new person. Let us not be the same, Father God, as we came in, Father God. Let us be totally different, Father God. Full of fresh rain, full of fresh dew, Father God. Oh, Jesus, just have your way here. Have your way here, Father God.
Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Come on, sing with us. Let it rain. Oh, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Somebody who needs the rain, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Of heaven, let it rain. It's amazing when we think about the rain. A few weeks ago, I just, broadcast some seeds on my lawn, and we had some water restrictions in our area, and those seeds lay dormant, even on the lawn. And as I could walk around, I could see the seeds, you know, just laying down there, and I was worried. I didn't know even what would happen. And then some of you know that just this past week, you know, we had, back-to-back rains that just came so heavy. And you know what? When the rain came down, I can no longer see the seeds. But what I'm seeing is just green grass that is just sprouting out of the ground. And I feel here tonight that if we can allow the rain of the Holy Spirit to drown you out, there's some things that you may not even know that existed in your life. Things that lay dormant in your life. People didn't even know that you had them. You didn't even know that you had them. But the moment the rain of the Holy Spirit drenches you out, things will begin to pop out. Things you didn't even know that you had. We need the rain, church. We need the rain. There's some divine connections that are laying aside and just waiting for the rain. And immediately we are drenched with the rain, there's going to be connections that are going to pop up. Dreams and visions that have been stagnant for a long time. All we need is the rain of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling God that I need the rain. I need the rain. We need the rain, church. The rain of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate you and we honor you this morning. That we all need the rain of the Holy Ghost. When God releases his doors open and unleashes the rain, if the rain is designated to fall in Farmers Branch, God does not choose which ground is going to feel the rain, but the rain comes down on the ground. And so when the rain of the Holy Ghost is upon Empowerment Christian Center, trust me, you need to line yourself up, because God is destined to take you to places. I feel that the rain of the Holy Spirit is raining down on us in the name of Jesus. Why don't you open up your palms like this? Open up your hand and receive the rain. Open up your hands. Let me tell you, church, sometimes prophetic utterances don't make any sense. Elisha was, you know, told Naaman to go and wash himself in a certain river. And he thought it was nonsense. Sometimes prophetic utterances don't make any sense. But let me tell you, church, I feel like the rain of empowerment Christian Center is coming down on us. And we are going to feel it. Anybody that is connected to this local body is going to feel it in one way or another. And all we need to do is position ourselves to receive what God is sending from heaven. What He sends from heaven is fresh. What He sends from heaven is pure. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful. And we are grateful for speaking to us about Elisha. A man who was like us. A man of likeness with us. Father, He called upon, He spoke Your word, and there was no rain for 3 years. But I thank You because You walked with Him. You're walking with us tonight. This morning You're walking with each and every one of us. Whatever dryness that we might be experiencing in our lives, it is nothing compared to the rain that you're sending to us this moment. Father God, when the rain comes, we'll not even remember that we were experiencing droughtness. We need that rain, Father. And thank You, Heavenly Father, because this Your power came down and drenched and killed all the prophets of Baal and licked up the people that prepared even the altar because of Your power. And I thank You this morning. Give You glory and honor. We exalt and bless Your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Someone who loved Him, shout a big amen. Can you appreciate the Lord this morning? Amen. Thank you. Thank you. May have your seats in the presence of the Lord. Amen.